The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf and the second Shabbat is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, close to the top of the page. Misha Yulo Shnei Tinokot. Now, suppose someone has a chiyuv to be mal two babies. One of them was a Sunday breed, Echad Lamo Lachar HaShabbat, Echad Lamo B'Shabbat. One of them was a Shabbos breed, and it gets mixed up. And he accidentally is mal the Sunday breed on Shabbat. He was Mechal Shabbat, because he ended up not doing a mitzvah, since you cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of a Sunday brit on Shabbat, obviously. And he was Doche Shabbat, Shalom Litzarev Mitzvah, which is Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, he should bring a Korban Chatat, so he's Chayav. But suppose he had two children to be Mal, one of whose man is the Arab Shabbat, it was supposed to be a Friday baby, and one was for Shabbat. And he ended up being mal the Friday baby on Shabbat. Now that's different. Why is that different? Because in this case, even though the Friday baby wasn't supposed to be nibal today, because it's not Doche Shabbat, but if in fact you did it, you were mekayim a mitzvah. Because after all, you have the mitzvah of milah from the 8th day on. So even though this is a 9th day, but it was a mitzvah to be mal this baby. That is called to'eh bedvar mitzvah v'asam mitzvah. So in both cases, we're to'eh bedbar mitzvah. Both cases, we are making a mistake about a chiyev of a mitzvah. And the question is whether making that mistake is considered to be outside of the range of the chiyev of chatat. Because after all chataot are learned from a standard example of a mistake that's made by Gavei Avodah Zarah. And this is not standard. Once it's not standard, it doesn't fit the rules. Because over here you bring Torah in the mitzvah itself, and that's what confused you. So maybe over there the Torah was a mechayev you at that time. So therefore, our Mishnah seems to be saying that the only place where we have a machloket about that issue is when it comes to a mitzvah you actually did. Not that you thought you had a mitzvah. You really were Torah in a mitzvah that you were mechayev. Now the question is whether you would be chayev a chatat. But if you never were mechayev a mitzvah, this is your problem, buddy. I don't care why you made the mistake. It could be for very good reasons. Bottom line is, you'd be chayev chata. So this is our girsa, and the difference between the resha and the seifa in the Mishnah, very carefully, is that the way the Mishnah is arranged, in the resha, you were not mekayim a mitzvah because you took a too early brit, and you were mal a child on the 7th day. Therefore, everybody agrees that you're chayev. And in the Seifa, you were mal a child on the 9th day, which therefore was a kiyum of a mitzvah. And over here, Rebbe Eliezer is mechayev chatat. He holds that even if you were osa mitzvah, there's no such concept. There was a Torah bedvar mitzvah according to Rebbe Eliezer, and you'd be chayev just like anywhere else. And Rebbe Yoshua is poter, but only where you did a mitzvah. So he holds Torah bedvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah patur. But both agree, Torah bedvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, you are not patur. So this is our girsa, and continues the Gemara to say that is Rav Huna's girsa. So Rav Huna was matne haki, now Rav Yehuda, and we'll see that there's a basis in the Braita for two separate girsa out in our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda has a very different girsa. He has in the Reisha the case that we have in the Seifa, and he says that in the case of the Reisha, it's putter. In other words, that everybody agrees if you took the Erev Shabbat baby and were mal that baby on Shabbat and therefore did a mitzvah that you weren't supposed to do, but you did the mitzvah, that everybody agrees you would be putter. And the machloket that we have in the Seifa between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua is specifically talking about where you took the Sunday baby and were mal on Shabbat and therefore you were talking about mitzvah, v'loa sa mitzvah, and nonetheless Rabbi Yoshua is putter. So according to this, everybody agrees there's definitely a concept of Torah bedvar mitzvah. The only question is whether the machloket, whether you did a mitzvah or not, and that's where we have a machloket. Now the truth is, Rav Huna has a makor in a brayta. So Rav Huna matni hachid, which is our chayev, which is our girsa, and this is backed by the following brayta of the time. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yoshua al misha yulo shtei tinokot, echad amul b'Shabbat v'chad amul achar Shabbat, v'shachachu malach al achar Shabbat b'Shabbat shul chayav. Exactly as our Mishnah says, so too does the it could be just Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Elazar, there's two girsaot, but so too here, says Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Elazar, everybody is made a, like our Mishnah, if you didn't do a mitzvah, you're chayav. What is the machloket? Just like our Mishnah in the Seifa. Alma nechleku, if you had shtei tinokot, echad lemu be'erev Shabbat, echad lemu b'Shabbat. And then you forgot and you were mal the baby on the ninth day, which was Shabbat. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer says, well, even though you did a mitzvah, you're still chayav because he doesn't hold of Torah bidvar mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua is poter because of the Torah bidvar mitzvah, v'yasa mitzvah, you're poter. And continues the Braita Aliba, the girsa that we have. Ushneim lo lamdua elam yavadat kochavim. The makor of the machloket is how to learn the comparison for avodah zarah. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, all things are compared to avodat kochavim, right? Because that's what it says. Torah achat yelacham laaseh b'shkagah. That means all asiyah b'shkagah is learned out of the korban for avodat kochavim. And, of course, that isn't precisely the same carbon, but it's the same rules of the carbon. So, look, Avodat Kochavim, there is no case where it would be a nogea, this question of whether you're doing a mitzvah or not. The Torah said, don't do it, you did it, you're chayav, boom. That's all there is to discuss. The Torah doesn't give you reasons for why you did it. You were of it, Bishkaga. Okay, you're chayav. Okay, now I'm Shna. Says Rabbi Yeshua, yes, but what's special about the standard case of Avodah Zarah is that by definition, there's no mitzvah that could be involved. And so, Mamela, over there, it's not a mitzvah. Whereas, Harkam mitzvah, and anything that is a significant departure from the model can be included in the model. So, this is a departure from the model. And Mamela, I do not have a makar for a chiyuv of a katat. Now, Rav Yehuda has a different girsa in the Mishnah, the opposite girsa that we have. He takes the safest case of having an Erev Shabbat baby, puts it into the Reisha, says that everybody agrees that you're potter, because in that case you did do a mitzvah, and according to him, Torah bidvar mitzvah v'yasam mitzvah, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua agree that you're potter, and he switches around that the Reisha's case, where you would not do a mitzvah, that was the machloket. So Rabbi Yoshua, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the opposite girsa. Rabbi Yehuda matne patur, his braita would be based on the following, the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Meir, lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua Misha Yulu Shnei Tinokot. If there were two babies to be mal, one was due to be nimal on Erev Shabbat, and one on Shabbat, and instead you were mal the Erev Shabbat b'Shabbat, you're definitely potter. Okay, that's what he said. That was the opposite of the way he had it. And Amar nechleku, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, the first case was put in the second case, and the machlokus is in a case where you had shtei tinokot, echad lemul achar Shabbat, v'echad lemul b'Shabbat. You were mal too early, which means you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all, and you were mal Sunday's baby on Shabbat. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer is v'chayav chatat, because look, you didn't do a mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't count. And Rabbi Yoshua is poter. And here too, the bright explains shneim lo lamdu alam yavadat kochavim. The question is on the similarity to the model. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, avodat kochavim is just the case where the Torah says, lo tavid, you did it, you're chayav. So Aganami lo shna, you did it, right? Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, but there the issue is you were torid here. In the case of avodat kochavim, you were not torid by definition. What do you have on your mind in terms of avodat shamayim that could have led you here to do this avodat kochavim? It's just a case where you were thought it was mutter. Mashenkin, over here, you had to do something. The Torah is Makai of you. Now you're getting very nervous. Okay, you take the wrong baby. This happens in the operating room all the time. You take out the wrong kidney, cut off the wrong leg. You took the wrong baby. It's not that different. Yeah? So Mamela, over here, since in the end you were Makai of a mitzvah, therefore, even if you weren't Makai of a mitzvah, sorry, therefore you would be put. Now, we have a very strange additional braita that goes, Tani Reb Chiya Omer, that Rabbi Meir said something else. Strangely enough, Rabbi Meir said, well, everybody agrees, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is that if you have two babies to be mal, one on Erev Shabbat and one on Shabbat, and instead you took the Erev Shabbat baby and did it on Shabbat, uh-oh. He says, everybody's motive that you're chayav. Whoa, wait, what? I thought, I mean, is at least the machlokas were talking about mitzvah yasa mitzvah? No. This is very strange. And in the opposite case, where if you had one lamul b'shabbat, aman echlako, in the case where shteitin alkot, echad lamul achara shabbat, vechad lamul b'shabbat, and then you were mal, Sunday's baby on Shabbat, is exact opposite of everything that we said. That if you have Sunday's baby to be, you made a mistake and did that meal on Shabbat, over there, Rabbi Eliezer is b'chayev, and Rabbi Yoshua is poter. Now, this makes no sense at all. If Rabbi Yoshua, in the Sefer, says you're poter, we're the loka of it mitzvah. You didn't even do a mitzvah, and nonetheless, he's saying you're poter because it's Torah b'dvar mitzvah. How in the heck did he say in a resha where the baby was supposed to be Nemo from Erev Shabbat? How in the world could he possibly have been more machmer on the resha? The ka'avid mitzvah, he's going to say you're chayef? We actually did a mitzvah? This makes no sense. Amar Devei Rabbeinu, you don't understand. This is a different case. We're talking in this case where you mixed the babies up. Not where you got confused on the day. You mixed up the babies. In which case, what you did is you were mal on Erev Shabbat, the baby that should have been nimal on Shabbat, and you were mal on Shabbat, the baby that should have been nimal on Erev Shabbat. Now, this case is different. Why is this case different? Because this introduces another component. Until now, we've been talking about, did you or did you not do a mitzvah? And that was the whole question. But here the issue is, you were not supposed to be doing anything on Shabbat. In both of the other cases, you were supposed to be doing something. You did the wrong thing. So that's called Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. You're nervous. You got to get the mitzvah done. In this case, you were mal, the baby that was supposed to be nimal on Shabbat before Shabbat. Now, there is no mitzvah to do anything on Shabbat. You think there's a mitzvah. So you think. That's not called Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, says Rabbi Meir. So therefore, that is the difference. The Reish is talking about where you mixed up the baby, and therefore you were called a mumol shel Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. You took the wrong baby, Erev Shabbat, and you did the brit before its man. But the bottom line is, now when we come along Shabbat, there was no chiyev at all. You should have all stayed home. Instead, you made a brit. Who told you to make a brit? So there, lo nitna Shabbat lidachot, but seifa nitna Shabbat lidachot, in the case where you mixed up the babies in the other direction. So you still have the Shabbos baby sitting right here. You think it's the Sunday baby. Okay, so you had a mitzvah to be mal the Shabbos baby. No, so why did you do it? Because you got confused about a mitzvah. Okay, so there, Rabbi Yisrael is your punter. Omalei Rav Asher, I'm not quite sure I understand what you mean. What do you mean? There's no, I mean, there is a standing mitzvah to do meal on Shabbat, right? So this guy thinks that mitzvah, is there a mitzvah today? I mean, lots of people are making a brit today somewhere. You know, maybe in Siberia under a meteorite now. But there's somewhere where they're making a brit. So,
Oral mountains.
So therefore, why isn't he confused about the mitzvah? I mean, he thinks that it's that mitzvah. There is an objective mitzvah. So why don't we say that the Reisha also nitna Shabbat lidachot? I mean, in general, l'gabi tinokot d'yalma, babies need to be nimal today. Yeah, but that's not the point. Hi, God, Ramila Loit Yai, this individual does not have a mitzvah today at all, correct? And therefore, it's his problem that he thinks he has a mitzvah. That's not called the tirda of a mitzvah. So therefore, we need to take into consideration that as well. So we've added a new element. Did he do a mitzvah or did he not do a mitzvah? Was there an objective mitzvah that he was mechuyev to do today, or was there not?
Dr. Halakha Mishnah.
Wonderful. Katan nimo leshmona, letishah, la'asara, la'chadasar, leshlemasar. It is possible that the brit is supposed to be done on the 8th day, 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, or 12th day, but that's it. You don't have any more variation. Lo pachot v'lo yoter. Here's the deal. Normally, a brit is on the 8th day. Okay, that's... Now, It's also possible that if we're not sure whether the eighth day is the eighth day, so let's say that, forget about Shabbat right now, so it was Nolad Ben Hashmashot, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, I don't know whether it was born on Tuesday, was born on Wednesday. Comes next Tuesday, well, I mean, if Lamaisa was born on Wednesday and I'm going to be Malam today, then it's going to be before the time. I'm not going to do the mitzvah at all. I'm going to ruin the ability to do the mitzvah b'zmano. Better not to do anything. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow, I may be doing the mitzvah b'zmano, and I'm definitely doing a chiyuv one way or the other. So we'll wait till tomorrow, and that way, for sure, I'll be doing the mitzvah of Mila. So if it's Ben HaShemashot, so then it's the ninth day, meaning the ninth day from the beginning of the Sefer. It may actually be the eighth day. Now, how about if the baby is born Ben HaShemashot between Friday and Shabbat? Uh-oh. Now I can't do it on the ninth day, which may be the eighth day, which is Shabbat, because I can't be Tzad HaSofet. Do it on Shabbat, can I? No. So therefore, what I will have to do is wait another day. And in that case, would be Nima LaHasarah. But suppose Sunday is Yontif. Ah. So now, if Yontif comes up, Le'achara Shabbat, I'm going to have to wait till the 11th day, which might really be the 10th day, but the 11th day from my Suffolk. How about if it's not only Yontif, it's Rosh Hashanah, which has 2 days of Yontif. So Shnei Yamim Shal Rosh Hashanah, then I will have to wait till the 12th day. And of course, if it's our president is arguing with his Mifaked, it might even be the 2 days of Sukkot. And this becomes actually Machlokas Rishonim. Some are medayek. Why does the Mishnah say Dafka Rosh Hashanah? Must be because, in fact, the second day of Yom Tov Shel Galuyot, you would be Dovah for a Brit Milah. And that's why we say Bedafka in this case. Others, of course, kind of. The reason it says Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyot is the same reason it says Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyot all over. Because that's Logia and Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, we want to talk about Halacha that is universal and that is applicable to those who are writing the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, this is in terms of the time. Now, in terms of circumstances, of course, the child could be Nimal at any time. If the baby's sick, then maybe it'll be Nimal on the 30th day or a year later. I don't know. But we're talking about in terms of the Zman Amila. Katan HaKole, you do not do a Mila until he's completely recovered. In Moalinoto, Achi Avri. Omar Shmuel, if the child had a fever, then Achi Avri is not counted from the time that he no longer has temperature. It's counted for 7 days subsequent to the end of the fever. And up until then, he's still considered to have some residual weakness because of the fever. And therefore, Chalatzato Chama, at a point that the fever leaves, from that point, we count 7 days. So, Notim Lo Kol Shiva Lahavroto. Now, when we say that, do we mean that we're Malhim on the eighth day from the end of the fever? Or do we mean he needs 7 24-hour periods? That's the question. Is this a function of the day, or is it a function of the actual amount of time? So, Yibaylo. Do we require 24 hours 7 times from the time? So in other words, let's say if the child was better, the fever leaves him on Friday afternoon. So do we have to wait till the next Friday afternoon, or can we do the Brit on Friday morning? Well, Toshma, the Tani Luda, Yom Avrato, Ki Yom Hivaldo. The day that he loses the fever is the day that he was born, so to speak. In other words, start over again. Pretend he was born today. Okay, well, if I pretend he was born today, then I'll give him the brit of Friday morning. I mean, that's what I would do if he was born Friday afternoon. I don't need 7 days, May 8, May 8, when it comes to counting from birth. So that seems to be what he's addressing, my lab. Just like Yom Yivalado, lo be'ina me'et la'et, so too Yom Havra'ato, lo be'ina me'et la'et. So in other words, I can just take a look at Miksat Hayom Kekulo, basically. Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, he may just be addressing the fact that you have to remember that you need to wait 7 days. He's not. It may be even more chomer. Maybe it's Odif Yom Havra'ato Yom Yivaldo. Maybe Yom Yivaldo, you're right, that lo be'ina me'et la'et. But ilo Yom Havra'ato, so therefore, this is not necessarily a raya. It may be only a mnemonic to the 7 days. Now continues our dear
president.
Elohim Tzitzina Me'akvinat HaMilah. As we saw before, We have the din, which we talked about earlier, where somebody was being Isaac, maybe a lot of the questions are still Shabbos, whether he goes, continues to cut tzitzit ha-makvinatami. We never defined what that was, tzitzit ha-makvinatami. I remember, it was about Chokas Rambam and other Rishonim about whether on a whole day we will always be chozer. Even if we're mafsik, we will always go back to remove tzitzit that are even. But anyway, we're going to get to that. So, anyway, tzitzina ma'akvina tamila. Basar ha'kofe et rov ha'atarah. Now, this is going to be explained in the Gemara, that rov ha'atarah, first of all, what is the atarah? That's not clear. So, the pash, this is Rashi, says the atarah would be what in English is called the atarah, corona. Corona is atarah in Latin. So, in English, the corona, which is the raised area around the actual glans penis, is included in the Atara, according to Rashi, but the Atara includes both the corona and the glans. According to the Beit Yosef, the corona itself could be considered to be an Atara. So if you have Bosar HaKofeh, the rove, that would be enough, which of course is a tremendous form, even a tiny piece of skin that remained attached. So this would be Ma'akev HaTamil, and we're going to see that that does not mean covers the area. It means covers the height. It's going to be even a thin piece of skin, tiny piece of skin, that is tall enough to cover only rov of the corona. So you could be talking about an eighth of an inch, little tiny strip of skin, you'd also have to remove. So, and if he's a Kohen, he's considered to be an Or. And in that case, it would be also Frakilas Truma. V'im haya ba'al basar, if he is fat. Now here, there's a machlokas, whether this is a specific case of eino ochel betruma, we're talking about an adult. We'll see that there's a machlokas, there may be two separate issues here. So if he's fat, what may happen is that the skin of his penis is so fat that he may look as if he's an oral, even if he isn't an oral. So if he's a baal basar, you have to be mitakno mipnei mar'itai. So mitakno, Rashi learns, would mean that you use a knife to cut away some of the skin around the top of the penis, and therefore he'll never look like an aura. The Rambam says mitakno means to train the skin to remain down. You know, you put a bandage around him or whatever, and ultimately he will look like he's Nemo. Mal v'lo parata mila ki'ilu lo mal. If you didn't do priya, so even though you removed the entire foreskin, but you left the membrane that in a child is still very noticeable, so then it's as if you weren't mal at all. Omer Bavino, Omer Birme, Barava, Omer Rav, when we say basar, hachofeh, the atara, we don't mean the area, we mean rov gov hashel atara, even a thin piece of skin that was left behind that you didn't even notice, is still ma'akevet amila if it covers rov. V'imaya ba'al basar. So here the question is Shmuel addressing the Mishnah or Shmuel introducing a new issue? Because the Mishnah, since the deal about imaya ba'al basar comes after eino ochel betruma, the mashma'ut is that that's a din in an adult. Comes along Shmuel to talk about, this is how some learn, about the infant. So a katan hamisurbal bebasar, a child who is so fat that there's a phenomenon called the disappearing penis. There's children that are so fat that literally you can't even see their penis because they're tiny penis that just gets hidden, flaps of skin. And what do you do over there? So ro'inu tokos machemitkashet, you basically give him an erection, watch to see whether he looks like he's mahul. If the penis is erect, so if he's near emahul, eno tzarich lamul. But im lav tzarich lamul, if even when he's erect, it requires some kind of tikkun, so that he's so fat, so much extra basar, that it covers the atara, then you're going to have to be mal. B'matnita tana, slightly different. A bright, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying, katana mesurbal bebasar, ro'ino tokozman shemitkashe, ve'eno near emahul. Look at the difference here. According to Shmuel, it says Kozman Shmitkashev near Emahul Eino Tzarich Lamul. Whereas in the Bright, it says it in the other direction. If he's Mitkashev Eino near Emahul Tzarich Lamulo, V'im Lav Eino Tzarich Lamulo. Does that mean the same thing? No. because it tends in different directions. So my binayu, obviously the difference between the two lashonas is whether the nira mahu means absolutely. In other words, does he need to really look mahu without any kind of doubt, or does he need to look eno mahu without any doubt? So suppose he's nira veino nira. It's a little unclear whether he's mahul or not. So if you're looking from a distance, you can't really be sure. So then it would depend, according to Shmuel, only if he's near a mahul, you do not need to be mal him. So, but if it's near a, well, that's a rational, it's mal. But as I said, it depends. It may be that dafka, the case in the Mishnah that we were referring to, with metakno, is talking about an adult. So it could be the adult. It doesn't say anything about his having an erection. It just says, Imaya bal basar. So it could be an adult, maybe, since it's ochel betruma, maybe over there we're more machmir, because it's more likely that people are going to complain about the fact that this guy's eating truma. The question of whether he's mal or not is not really their business. But why is he eating truma? I don't know what his medical conditions are, but if he looks like an oral, why is he eating truma? So over there, it could be that, you know, that Shmuel wasn't referring to this. He's referring specifically to a child. Maybe an adult bal basar, we're talking about being mitakein. Maybe there isn't an across-the-board argument about when you need to be mal or when you just need to be mitakein at the basar. Again, there's different perushim in how to understand whether Shmuel goes back on the Mishnah or not. So again, where it says mal, that's Rashi's approach, mal. The Rambam is learning, which means he's arguing on two issues. The Rambam is learning that it just means to be mitakein. Doesn't mean to be mitakein with a knife. There's other ways to be mitakein. And therefore, I mean, maybe stitch the basar down or something. So it's certainly not included in foreskin. Tana Rabba. Hambal Omer. Now getting down to the actual brachot of the Mila. Hambal Omer Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al HaMila. Aviha Ben Omer Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lach Niso B'vrito Shel Avraham Avinu HaOmdim Sham Omrim K'shem Shenichmas L'Brit Kach Nikanes Torah L'Chupa L'Maasim Tovim. Then you have a bracha on the mitzvah of Mila as a concept. So the Mevorot says, Asher kidash yedid bibeten, v'chok b'she'ero sam, v'tzetzav chatam ba'ot brit kodesh. Now, Tosfos learns, the Poshita meaning is that the yedid mibeten is a reference to Yitzchak Avinu, because he was the one that was kodesh mibeten, was announced in advance to Avram Avinu, that at brit yakim at Yitzchak. Why is it called yedid? Because it says Asher ahavta. Even though that's a reference to Avram. However, Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam over here, says we only find in the Pasuk that Avram Avinu is called the Yadid, in the Ma'li Yadidi Beveti. So that means that it must be a reference to the Shlosha Avot. So that means we have Chok B'She'ero Sam, this would be Yitzchak, because that Chok, that Briti Akimet Yitzchak, was the first to be Nimal L'Shmona. So that's Chok B'She'ero Sam. Tzetzav Chatam Ba'ot Brit Kodesh would be Yaakov Avinu, all of whose descendants, as opposed to all of Avram's descendants, all of Yitzchak's descendants, all of them had the Chatimata Brit B'Kedusha. Mashenken, the others do not have the Kedusha of the Brit, even if there is such a Brit. He goes on to say, Al Kein B'Schar Zot El Chai Chalkeinu Tzureinu. And here we get to the big machlokes. This is a machlokes in the Nosei Kedem of the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's tziva or tzaveh. According to Shach, this is a lashon of bakasha. Because if you're saying, Al-Kain b'schar zot, you seem to be saying that, therefore, I ask. If you're saying, I ask, it should be in a lashon of tzaveh. Do, please God, command that. Okay, others learn that it's all part of the shevach of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, gave a tzatzchar, and therefore has a standing order, so to speak, in the Shamayim. And basically the poskim say, Mandom Arachilom Mishtabesh, and of course if you like to show off, you say, Tzivah, Tzaveh, 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 you know, that way you know, everybody knows you're a big Talmud Chacham. And then, of course, it doesn't sound like you're making a bracha, but that's okay. And then you end with the... I said, we just finished Latsa Yedidut She'erenu Mishachat, which is a beautiful bracha. So that's the saving, the sweetness of our flesh from destruction and from Gehenna. And that's the, as Rashi brings, the Pasuk, Kamat Bedam Britech Shalachti Asirayach Bibor in Mayimbo, is a reference to Gehenna. So as we know, the Medrash says that Avram Avinu is Eimed, B'pitcho shel Gehinom. Anybody who comes in, he says, one second over here. You can't let this guy into Gehinom. He has a brit milah. And that's my business. No one allowed with a brit milah in. So unless, of course, he was not shomer the brit milah, in which case his brit milah disappears, so to speak. It's all spiritual. So then, there's no tziva. Baruch atah Hashem koreit habrit. Now, how about hamal et hagerim? So the bracha on milat hagerim is a shirket ishan v'mitzvotav tzivano al hamilat. It's the same bracha, which is interesting, because where is there a bracha? If he isn't Jewish yet, where is there a bracha to be malim? I mean, one becomes Jewish after the milah. So how? Yeah. So how do you? What's the bracha? It's a big question. There are many who learn that. No, it's made over lasiato. Many who learn that the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer includes the making him a ger, since this is what he desires. So loving that search is essentially always what it is that you're attracted to in him, and therefore you're making the bracha, because that's a mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer. That doesn't mean that there's not a bracha al hamila besides the bracha for the act of mila. So just like we have two brachas, one for the act and one for the concept, so too by a ger, except by the ger, obviously, you can't say, Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beter. I mean, there's no Yedidus here, there's no Shlosh Ovais, there's no Schus, Setzov, Chatambo, Kri Kodesh. So therefore, the Mevarech, in this case, says, again, Asher Kidashonim is a Savitzivan Ola Mulat HaGerim, but goes on to say, Ula Hatif Mehem Dambrit, because after all, many Gerim already had a Mila in the hospital when they were born, or whatever, and therefore, we're also Mativ Dambrit. If it wouldn't be for that brit, since it says Shenemrim lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aretz v'samti baruch atah Hashem koreit habrit hamal et ha'avadim omer also asher kedushanu mitzvot tzivanu al hamila. And in this case, the Mevarek says, "Asher kedushanu mitzvot tzivanu lamul et ha'avadim la'atif mehem dambrit she'ilmalei dambrit chukot shamayim v'aretz Lonit Kaimu, which is a little bit different, huh? Here it says, Chukot Shamayim V'aretz, Lonit Kaimu Shamayim V'aretz. And here it says, Chukot Shamayim V'aretz, Lonit Kaimu. Not sure whether that is, it may be a nafkamina between the Avadim and the Gerim. In any event, Shemrim Lo Briti Yom V'Layla, Chukot Shamayim V'aretz, Lo Samti, Baruch Ata Hashem, Koreit Habrit.
That was Rabbi Eliezer
the Mila. Here's Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tolin. As the Mishamaret, and that, even though we've discussed before, we will wait till tomorrow. Misha Yuloshnei Tinokot, Echad Lamulachar Shabbat, Ve'achad Lamul Bishabbat, V'shachach Umal, Echalachar Bishabbat, Bishabbat, Chayak, Echad Lamul Be'erv Shabbat, V'achad Lamul Bishabbat. There, it was Shachach Umal, it shall Erev Shabbat, B'Shabbat, so at least he did a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatat, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. So that's the way Rav Huna has got it, like we have it. Rav Huna Matei Chayav in the Resha. Yehuda has this case in the Sefer, in the Resha, and is Matei Patur. Ravuna Mati Chayav, as it says, the Tanya Mertrimen al Azer, Lodech, Lako Rabbi al Azav, Rabbi Yoshua, Al Misha, Yulo Shleitinokot, Achadamu Bishabbat, Achadamu Lachara Shabbat, Vishakach Umala Shalachara Shabbat Bishabbat. Everybody agrees he's Chayav. He was Tabit Bar Mitzvah, Voloa Sam Mitzvah, Al Manech Laku, Al Misha, Yulo Shleitinokot, Achadamu Be'erv Shabbat, Achadamu Bishabbat. V'shachach u'malat shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat Rav Eliezer b'chayev chatat Rav Yeshua poter u'shneim lo lamdua ela mi'avadat kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer sovar kevadat kochavim ma'avadat kochavim omra machmona lo tavid v'chiyovit b'chayev ochinam ilo shna Rav Yeshua hatam lav mitzvah ha mitzvah. Rav Yehuda matnei patur d'tanya Amar Rabbi Meir lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua Al Misha yulo shnei tinokot Echad lamul b'erev Shabbat Ve'echad lamul b'Shabbat V'shachal umal Et shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat. Everybody agrees he's a teyeh b'dvar mitzvah V'yasa mitzvah patur. Amar nechleku על מי שהיו לו שני תינוקות, אחד למול אחר השבת ואחד למול בשבת, ושכחו מלט של אחר השבת בשבת, שרב אליעזר בחייב חטאת ורב יהושע פוטר, ושניהם לא למדו אלא מעבודת כוכבים. רב אליעזר סובר כי עבודת כוכבים, מה עבודת כוכבים, אומר רחמנא לא תעבד וכי אופן מחייב וחינם לא שנה, רבי יהושע אתם לא תוריד מצווה, אחר תוריד מצווה. טוני רבי חייא אומר, very strange brighter, that אומר היה רבי מאיר לא נחלק רבי אליעזר ורבי יהושע על מי שהיו לו שני תינוקות, אחד למול בערב שבת ואחד למול בשבת, ושכחו מלט של ערב שבת בשבת שהוא חייב, על מה נחלק על מי שהיו לו שני תינוקות, אחד למול אחר השבת ואחד למול בשבת, ושכחו מלט של אחר השבת בשבת, שרבי אליעזר מחייב חטאת ורבי יהושע פוטר. How is that possible? Asked Rabbi Yeshua, in the Sefer, we didn't even do a mitzvah, he's poter. How in the world could he have said that Shechayev and Aresha, the carving mitzvah, Mechayev? I'm in the very beyond, I know that Aresha is talking about over here where you flipped the Tinokot and you were caught on Umol Shabbat, Berev Shabbat, and now you're left without any baby that was supposed to be Nimol today. Therefore, lo nitna Shabbat v'dachot at all. The Sefer, over there, even though you switched the babies, and now you've got the Sunday baby, but the Shabbat baby is still on the Nemo. So you're going to have to do that, and that would be done for Shabbat. Omar le Rav Asher le Rav Kana, okay, but still, I mean, even the Reish Nami, Nitna Shabbat Lidachot in general, I mean, can he be Toeh in the general Kiev of the Mitzvah? So this nitna Shabbat nidachot for others. Omer leRavashul of leGavitinoka daOmer answered him laHaygavrami aloit yahiv. Katanim aleShmona leTisha laAsara laChadasar leShneimasar lo pachot velo yoter. Haketzad kedarko leShmona nolo ben haShmashotim leTisha ben haShmashot shel Shabbat laAsara Yom Tov leYach Shabbat alChadasar Shnei Yomim shel Rosh Hashanah nimol leShneimasar. Katana chole. Nah, that could go on forever. Nolo notar shiavri. Omar Shmo, Chalatzato Chama, from that day you need another seven. So Nodin Makoshi Valavroto. Iboilo, does that mean 7 full days of 24 hours? Be it. Toshma, the Tani Luda, Yom Avrato, Ki Yom Ivoldo. So just, apparently, he means, my love, my Yom Ivoldo, Lo Binom 8 La 8, and you can, even if the baby's born in the evening, day one, you'll give him the brit in the morning of day 8. So it's not 7 24-hour periods. So therefore, that's what he's saying. If Yom Avrato, Lo Binom 8 La 8, Lo, maybe it means 7 days, but it could be that Yom Avrato demands even more. Adif Yom Avrato mi Yom Ivado. Maybe it's true that Yom Ivado lo bina meit leit, but Yom Avrato is bina meit leit. Eilo ein tzitzina ma'akvin et ha-mila, basar ha-chofed rova ha-tara, ve'ino ha-chel betruma. Vima ya-ba'al basar, mitakno mipnei mar'it ha-ayin. Mal ve'lo parat ha-mila, ki ilo lo mal. Om Rabbi Avino, Om Rabbi Yirma, Barav, Om Rab. Basara kofet rov govha shel atara, not rov of the area of the atara. Vima ya baal basar mashmo, katana mesurbal bebasar, ruinoto, kozman shemitkashe, v'nire mahul, eno tzarich lamu, v'im lav tzarich lamu. Bimat nita tanum shem Gamliel omer, katana mesurbal bebasar, ruinoto, kozman shemitkashe, v'ino nire mahul, tzarich lamu lo, v'im lav eno tzarich lamu lo. What's the difference between those two lashonos? Do you demand clear nira mahul, or it's enough that he isn't nira lo mahul? Movalo parat. Tan rabarat. Hamol omer shekedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu ala mila. Havi aben omer shekedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. It's so rather b'virito shel Avraham Avinu. Ha'omdim sham omrim k'shem shenichnas lebrit. כן ייכנס את תורה לחופה למעשים טובים, המבורך אומר שקידש ידיד מבטן, וחוק בשאיר עוצם, וצאצאיו חתם בעוד ברית קודש. על כן בשכר זאת אל חי חלקנו צרינו, צווה או ציווה להציל ידידות שיראינו משחד למען ביתו, אשר שם בבשרנו, ברוך אתה השם קורא את הברית. המלת הגרים אומר, ברוך אתה השם הכן מלך העולם, שקידשנו אותה בצוונו על המילה. מברך אומר שקר שלנו מצב וציוונו למול אותה גרים ולעטיף מהם דם ברית שמלא דם ברית לא נתקיימו שמיים וארץ שנאמרים לו בריתי יום ולילה חוקות שמיים וארץ ושמתי ברוך אתה השם קורא את הברית המול את העבדים אומר שקר שלנו מצב וציוונו על המילה והמברך אומר שקר שלנו מצב וציוונו למול את העבדים ולעטיף מהם דם ברית שמלא דם ברית חוקות שמיים וארץ לא נתקיימו שמיים לו בריתי יום ולילה חוקות שמיים ואורץ לא שמתי, ברוך אתה השם, קורא את הפרי.
At the two dots. So we learned in our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah and the drushes that we made about lo sofik deiches, so we said, just like our law says, or lo say, vadai deiches ha-shabbos, we went through various quotes, including the last cases that we had about Suffolk, about the length of gestation of the Uber and so on. One of the cases that we had was the case of androgynous. We said, well, Suffolk androgynous is considered to be a Suffolk. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, an androgynous is docher as a Shabbos, and if an androgynous doesn't get himself a brit milah as a gadol, so he would be chayev karet like any other zakar. Today, the Gemara wants to clarify whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is because an androgynous is indeed a vadai, and therefore he's chaylik on our lashon, on our assertion that orlotov vadai excludes androgynous, or whether there's another reason why he doesn't want to include androgynous in the list of the ptur or the iser of chilul Shabbos. Omer Ifshis, the Omer of Chista, lo lakol amar Rabbi Yehuda androgynous zacharu. Let us not misunderstand Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an androgynous is a zachar vadai, and therefore is not included in the miut of Arlato Vadai Doche Shabbat and Arlato Safek Eno Doche Shabbat. There's another reason over here, clearly, because if, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an androgynous is a Vadai Zachar, She'im Ata Omerkein, if you would hold he's a Vadai Zachar, so then Be'arachin Yerech, why would he not have a Erech? And he should be included in the Erech of all Zachari? How do we know that we do not give an androgynous the erech? The Tanya erech means somebody made a neder, erech yalai, erech ploni alai. And over there the Torah has given certain set amounts that are defined by sex and by age. The androgynous isn't nichnas bechlal to the dinim of erech, not as a zachar and not as a nekeva. So obviously if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an androgynous is a zachar, then why would he not be included in Arachin? D'tanya, how do we know, in fact, that he is not included in Arachin? D'tanya ha-zachar, the Torah, in telling us, v'haya erkecha ha-zachar, mi-ben esrim shana, and so on and so forth. So ha-zachar, the hey is unnecessary. It should say, v'haya erkecha zachar, mi-ben esrim, and so on. So ha-zachar is an extra hey to tell me the specific, well-recognized zachar, as opposed to a tumtum and an androgynous, who are not well-recognized zecharim. Yochol lo yehe be'erech ish, avo yehe be'erech isha, you might think, fine, so that it's excluding him from a clearly delineated zachar. But that's only to put him down to the next lower set of values, which is the erech isha. It's not to exclude him entirely from the parasha of arachim. Talmud lomar, therefore the Torah continues on to say, ha-zachar ve-im nekevahi, to tell me that just like the zachar has to be the well-recognized zachar, that is to say a zachar vadai, so too a nekeva is a nekeva vadait velo tumtum v'androgynous, in which case he is excluded, or it is, we should say, is excluded from the parshat arachin completely, both as a male and as a female. The only thing that remains to prove is that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this bride, which we haven't proved. And that we will prove now. This braita is in Torat Kohanim, which is, of course, otherwise known as Sifra. And it happens to be Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. The klal is, in the same way as Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so too is a Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak af anan nami tanina. We also have a clear indication that that is the case, and that Rabbi Yehuda couldn't possibly hold that an androgynous is a true zachar. Because it says in the Mishnah, Hakol kisherim lekadesh, chutz mikhereshot vekatan, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a katan is okay, but an isha and an androgynous is not okay. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda does not give the androgynous a din of a regular male who can be Mekadesh the Mayim, for the Mechatas, to put the Efer Paranza. Shmamina. In which case, of course, we have to ask ourselves, so why is it that indeed Rabbi Yehuda argues here on our Braita that analyzes the Pasuk of Besar Orlato Arla Vadai, and he says, no, Arla Vadai does not exclude an androgynous. Ah, that's because he has a special pasuk that tells us that vis-a-vis the din of Mila, an androgynous is in fact as much a male, legabi chiyuvim, as any other male. Because the Torah goes out of its way to say, himol lachem kol zachar. The kol zachar means even an extended set of zicharim, which would include the semi-zachar androgynous. Mi shayu lo shnei tinokot, echad lamul achar ha-shabbat, ve'achad lamul b'shabbat. V'shachachu malet shel achat achar ha-shabbat b'shabbat, chayav. Here someone has two children to be mal. So now one of them was supposed to be nimol on Sunday, and one of them was supposed to be nimol on Shabbos. He got them mixed up, and he took the Sunday brit and did it on Shabbat. Since he was not now in a matzav in which he had a right to be doche Shabbat for a brit that is only chayev on Sunday, so he would be chayev v'chatat. On the other hand, if he had echad lamul be'erev Shabbat, and he had missed the time, so now it's the ninth day for this tinok. V'echad lamul b'Shabbat,
Shabbat
is the ninth day. It is now the ninth day. He's not allowed to be mal on Shabbat. He has to wait till Sunday since he missed the day. And echad lamul b'Shabbat. And here too, he got them mixed up. V'shachachu mal et shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat. Now in this case, it's somewhat different, isn't it? Because since he was mal the erev Shabbat, he was mekayim a mitzvah of mila. Albeit not a mila that should have been doche Shabbat, but nonetheless, at least he did do the mitzvah of mila. Mashenken, in the previous case, where he had the katan that was not meant to be nimol until Yom Rishon, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of mila, not mila bismana, not mila shalo bismana. And so the question over here is, he is called technically a to'ed bidvar mitzvah v'yasa mitzvah. He ended up doing a mitzvah, but not the mitzvah that was meant to be doche Shabbat. In this case, we have a machloket. Here, Rabbi Eliezer says, nonetheless, he's mechayev chatat. The fact he was mechal Shabbos, shelo brishus. And Rabbi Yoshua poter. Rabbi Yoshua says, since he was torud here, tir did a mitzvah, and did a mitzvah, so a torah bedvar mitzvah, the asam mitzvah, is patur.
Would an eighth day, is it chatat meaningful?
This is a big question, which has a lot to do
with
the seventh day. Nobody's saying you're supposed to do it. The question is whether the tir of the mitzvah, in a case of a siyas mitzvah, patur sumchatas, that's all. Whoever was the one that was taking the responsibility for the mitzvah. Whatever the case is, whoever is the one that had to do the mitzvah, either as the shliach or the father, or as the father himself, then it doesn't matter. There's a mitzvah involved for everyone. And the question is that, okay, if the father is there, obviously he's a difference, we'll see. But the part that he's making the shliach for is on the element of it's being his, it's his son. But I mean, if you weren't there, then we'd do it. It's not that he's not there, there's not a chiyuv to see that it's done. But in any event, getting back to the issue over here, the question that Rabbi Yaakov raised was, is there bichlal any type of mitzvah at all? This sugya is very rich in these issues. Because, lamashal, is there a chiyuv of hatafat dam brit for a pre-shmini mila? In other words, would be that be the... No, if it was nima before shmini, would he then have to be matif dam brit on Shabbat? We'll see on Shabbat or Bechol. I mean, even that's a machloket.
It was as if he was born in Malach.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that we'll see as a raya from the Gemara coming up, that the Rishonim bring in various directions. There's also, I think, probably the most definitive and realistic answer to that question is actually a briskerov chilek, which is that there, as usual, shnei dinim, of course, in Mila. One is, there is a mitzvah in the state of being an imol. And that we see, Bichlal, from David HaMelech, various chiyuvim, we'll see that the fact that someone was nimol satisfies one element of the requirements of Mila. There's another chiv to be mal, which is the act of Mila itself. The act of Mila he did not do, because as we mentioned earlier, the mashmaut, according to many, is that there's not even an orla before Yom HaShmini. That orla has no din of orla. Therefore, there was no mitzvah at all involved even in Asarat Orla. At that point, it's a piece of skin with no more meaning than cutting a piece of his ear. It's exactly the same thing. What gives it a halacha of Orla? So, Mamela, in terms of that, there was no Asiyat Mitzvah. As far as the person is concerned, he wasn't Imol. And he uses that to answer many contradictions, what appear to be contradictions to halacha. But now let's get on to our Gemara. Rav Huna Masnichai, the way we have our Mishnah, is that the first and opening case in the Mishnah is where the child that was Nimol was a Sunday Brit. An Erev Shabbos Brit. An Erev Shabbos Brit is not a mitzvah. Therefore, the first part of the Mishnah, everybody holds that... No, I'm sorry, I was right. No, a Sunday Brit, yeah. Everybody holds. He didn't do a mitzvah, so everybody holds that he is Chayev. There's no Kiyama mitzvah. The Machlokas is in the other case where there was a Kima Mitzvah, because Lemaisa, the baby, was already Chayav a Mila from Erev Shabbos. Yeah? That's the way Rav Huna had our Mishnah, exactly as we do. But Rav Yehuda had the Mishnah inverted. He took the last case first, in which there was an Erev Shabbat baby, that you were Mal on Shabbat, mistaking it for the other baby. And now, he is Gores, therefore everybody's motor, your putter. So that to him, the machloket is in the case where you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore, there's two different approaches. Either everyone agrees in a case where you didn't do a mitzvah, you're chayev. The machloket says if you did do a mitzvah, you pater. Or we have Rav Yehuda's approach that inverts the Mishnah to read, everybody is motivated if you actually did the mitzvah, you're pater. So that if it was an Erev Shabbat baby, then certainly if you were Toya Bidvar Mitzvah and you were Asa Mitzvah, you would be Potter. The Machloket is whether Toya itself without Asiyat Mitzvah, even that would be Potter. So let's take a look in the Braita that reflects these opinions. The Tanya. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nech leku. This is, Ravuna Masnechayev, as the Braita makes clear that our gears is correct. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nech leku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua al mishayu lo shnei tinokot echad lamul b'shabbat v'echad lamul achar ha-shabbat v'shachachu malet shel achar ha-shabbat b'shabbat shehu chayav. Just as it says in our Mishnah, if his mistake was to take the child that should have been nimal on Sunday and he was malim today and therefore did not do the mitzvah's milah, then he would be fine. Al manech leku, what is the machloket in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? Al mishayu lo shnei tinokot Echad lamul be'erev Shabbat, echad lamul be'Shabbat. The question is, if he should have been mal, one of them on Erev Shabbat, and instead he was malim on Shabbat. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat, because lemaisa he didn't do the mitzvah that was should have been during the Shabbat. V'Rabbi Yoshua poter, because he was a osa mitzvah as a toeh. V'shneim lo lamdua ela mi'avodat kochavim. I'll ask you to refer back to the sugya that we had earlier on Daf Samachtet, in which the Gemara learns out all of the various korbanot from Avodat Kochavim, right at the top of the Daf. Since it says in the Pasuk, V'chitishku v'lo taso et kol ha-mitzvot ha-ele, and the Gemara has learned out kol ha-mitzvot is a reference to a mitzvah, that is the equivalent of kol ha-mitzvot, which is Avodat Kochavim, and then goes on to say, V'anefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah, and then talks about the chiev of korban and so on and so forth, means hukshu kulam l'avodah zarah. All of the chiyuvim of korbanot of shigagot, of any aver in the Torah, is compared to the dinam of avodah zarah, just like avodah zarah is something that is a chiev kores, and it's a clear-cut lav, and not a lav shebichlalut, etc., etc. So therefore, everybody's agreed that, of course, we're looking towards the similarity to avodat kochavim. It's just that Rebbe Eliezer savar kavodat kochavim, ma'avodat kochavim amarach mana lo tavid, v'chi avid mechayev, v'chi nami lo shna. Understand what's the problem here? You did an avera. That's what avodah zarah is. I care about what you thought. You thought God likes you to worship avodah zarah. I mean, the point is, you did an avera, you're chayev karet, you did it b'shogeg, so you're chayev korbechates. One could tell you that every time when somebody's looking at avodah zarah, thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So he's very Torah to do the great mitzvah. He holds this thing's a big mitzvah. No. What's the difference? Over here, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He made a mistake. It's the wrong thing. It wasn't a mitzvah. Let him now bring his korban. Rabbi Yoshua says, but Lamaisa, over there in doing the Avodah Zarah, he did not, in fact, do anything that could have been categorized as a mitzvah. Whatever he was thinking. And therefore, in this case, it doesn't follow the rule of similarity to Avodah Kochavim.
Because he's doing a mitzvah.
Because Lamaisa is doing a mitzvah. Therefore, what right do you have to learn this as one of the mitzvot that is similar to Avodah Kochavim? That's b'chayev you a korban? Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, in our Mishnah, inverts the Mishnah, uses the last case as the opening case, and says everybody is moda that you're potter. If you did a mitzvah, he obviously was not following the brayta of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that we just had. He has a different brayta. The Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer. Lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua misha yulo shnei tinokot. Echad lamul be'erev Shabbat, ve'echad lamul b'Shabbat, v'shachach et umal, et shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat shehu patur. On the contrary, says Rabbi Meir, nobody would argue about the fact that if you actually ended up doing a mitzvah, you would be potter. That wasn't the machloket. Al ma nechleku, al misha yulo shnei tinokot echad lamul achar ha-Shabbat. The machloket is dafka the opposite way that we have it in our Mishnah. The opening case was actually the closing case, which was the machloket of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. You have a child whose chiyav mila is chal only on Sunday, and instead you went ahead v'shachach umal et shel achar Shabbat b'Shabbat. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer is b'chayav chatat, Rabbi Yoshua is poter, and Rabbi Meir also explains shneim lo lamdua ela me'avodat kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer savar, since avodat kochavim provides the model for all of korbanot, so just like avodat kochavim amar rachmana lo ta'avid v'chi avid mechayev achinami lo shna. Again, what's the difference if you were thinking about a mitzvah? It's not the issue. Rabbi Yeshua says, but hatam lo torid mitzvah. Hocha torid mitzvah. Fact is that the thing that caused you to come to the shagoga, which generally speaking is that which is mechayev you, because after all, we see clearly on Shabbat that it is the issue, which is the shagoga that determines whether you're going to bring one korban or whether you're going to bring korbanos on each one of the malachas. So that means it's the nature of the shagoga that is central to defining the chiyuv of the korban, correct? So if that's true, we have to look to Avodat Kochavim and say that over there, whatever was driving you, it was your own thinking. You may have thought you're doing a big mitzvah, but the point is there was nothing there that was mechayev you to think about a mitzvah. In this case, however, you had a child to be maal today. There was something that was forcing you to contemplate the chiyuv of that mitzvah, in which case a shigaga, which is a direct result of pressure caused by a real mitzvah, as opposed to an assumed mitzvah in your own mind, that we never see the Torah was mechayev you a korban chatat for, and memela, I now learn from Avodat Kochavim that this does not follow the model correctly, and is not going to be mechayev your korban chatat.
Here, though, you didn't do the mitzvah.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the whole point of Rabbi Meir. Everybody is moda if the fact is that you did the mitzvah. It certainly doesn't fit the model. The question is whether we need to take into consideration the ostensible mitzvah, because that was the source of maybe it's only the fact that it was an ostensible mitzvah. But if there's a true mitzvah, then that's the source of the Neofinami. It's not similar. In a sense, you could call it that, but it's not the type of shagoga that the Torah was mechayev you on. You don't need to say it was more necessarily of a shagoga, but it's a shagoga that was driven by concerns for doing mitzvahs, not for a sense of laxness about mitzvahs, which may be central to what the idea of a korban on shagoga is. I mean, obviously, depending on how we learn the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, we have a different appreciation for the nature of shagoga. Right? A Torah b'dvar mitzvah is going to change our entire relationship to what shagoga is or what element of it is mechayev. This is not a small question. Okay. And it, by the way, it's also not coincidental, clearly, that the issue is raised, particularly in terms that are so primal. Avodat Kochavim, Mila, the very issues of Knesset Labrit, acceptance of all mitzvot. And these are precisely the places where you would expect to see defined, which is why Avodat Kochavim is the model for the nature of korban. And therefore, it connects directly to Brit, which is fundamentally the Brit Keneged, Avodat Kochavim.
Let's
Barnea, in one word, can give you 40 years of research, and I need to think about that. So this is the Rebbe Meir's approach to the machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yoshua in our Mishnah, and that is the approach which is reflected in the inversion of our Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda does to make it work out, Aliba de Rebbe Meir. Tony, Rebbe Chia. Now here's a fascinating writer that Rebbe Chia quotes of Rebbe Meir, which seems to include an internal contradiction. Omer haya Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir used to say that lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua al misha yulo shnei tinokot echad lamul be'erev Shabbat ve'echad lamul b'Shabbat v'shachachu malet shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat shehu chayav. Woo! Now this is a new one. Here we're saying everybody is agreeing that if you did a mitzvah, then you would be chayav. Al man nechleku, they were only arguing about a case where you didn't do a mitzvah. Which is absolutely mad. I mean, that can't be the case, right? We're missing something here. But certainly what it seems to be saying is, Al manech leku, al misha yulo shnei tinokot, echad lamul achara Shabbat, v'echad lamul b'Shabbat, v'shachachu malet shel achara Shabbat b'Shabbat, sh'Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat, for Rabbi Yeshua poter. That's crazy. How could Rabbi Yeshua say you're poter if you didn't do a mitzvah, but you're chayev if you did do the mitzvah? For asks the Gemara, wait a second. Hashta Rabbi Yeshua, Sefer the Loka Avin Mitzvah Poter, Reisha the Ka Avin Mitzvah Mechayev. Am I missing something over here? The case in the Reisha was a case where, since the child was meant to be Nimal on Erev Shabbat, you were Mechayev a Mitzvah, even though you should have done it yesterday, and you shouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos for this child, but Lamais you did a Mitzvah. But the second case was a case in which the child was not meant to be Nimal until Sunday. So then you didn't do the Mitzvah at all. And there he says, you're Poter. How do you explain that? Answers, I'm a Devei Rabbi Yana, you don't understand. The ratio over here means you mixed up the kids. And you took the Shabbos kid on Erev Shabbat, and only the Erev Shabbat kid on Shabbos. You see? And that's true in the whole brisa. You mixed up the kids. The thing is that since you couldn't go forward in time, you didn't do the Shabbat kid on Sunday yet. You're still going to have him to do. But you did do the Sunday kid on Shabbat. And that makes all the difference in the world. What is that? So since in the Reisha it says you mixed up an Erev Shabbat kid with Shabbat, I mean that means the way that a simple reader would have taken it. You inverted the kids. You did the other kid on Erev Shabbat, who was supposed to be done on Shabbat, but now you're left with the Erev Shabbat kid. So therefore, you did not have a Mila that was supposed to be done at all on Shabbat. Masha Enkein, if you mixed up the Sunday kid with the Shabbos kid, since you're stuck in time, you did have the other kid, because it isn't Sunday yet, so your Shabbos kid is still here. And that kid was supposed to be Nimal on Shabbat, so there was a mitzvah extant, and that extant mitzvah confused you. To say that the fact that you believe there was a mitzvah extant is no different than what we talked about earlier, which was an ostensible mitzvah, a self-created mitzvah, which in this case simply doesn't exist. So mitzvah either really is there or is not really there. And since you had already been Mal the Shabbos, Kid Erev Shabbos, you took away the mitzvah. There was no mitzvah at all today that was meant to be Dorcha Shabbos. Therefore, since no such mitzvah existed, so lo nitna Shabbat liyidachot. And since Shabbat was never given liyidachot, why would you be potter? Mashein came the Seifa, where you have an actual child here that is meant to be Nimal on Shabbat. And you thought you're going to wait till Sunday to be Malin. The bottom line is that there truly was a Shabbat Lidachot. And that's what the mitzvah was. So that true mitzvah that was actually present, not in your mind, that is that which potters you. Omele Ravashi Rav Kahana. But, I mean, does that really matter? I mean, Reishanami Nitna Shabbat Lidachot Lagabitnokot Ta'alma. I mean, it's still certainly true that the fact that a person believes that there is a Chiyav Mila, that Chiyav Mila truly is Mechayev Chilul Shabbat. I mean, you're right, you got the kids mixed up, but it's not that you're making this up. It's not ostensible. It's not an outgrowth of your own projections. Says Gemara, well, that's very nice, but L'hai Gavra, Mila Lo Yitayiv. That mitzvah was not given to this person to do, and the Shagaga is a function of the person. Because that's how we were learning it out. It's the pressure of a actual mitzvah on a person which caused him to be shogeg in Chilul Shabbat. There was no actual mitzvah. The fact that he wanted to apply the chiyuv of Chilul Shabbat, which other people would have had today, and say, ah, that's what's bothering me. No, that's not what's bothering you. It's what you think is bothering you. So ultimately, it's all projection, and therefore there's no p'tur on Chilul Shabbat.
What should
there be? No b'risa on Shabbat. In the case where he makes the kids up. Obviously. Now, here is the question, which is basically being raised here by our dear president, as usual, and that is, would there be a chiyuv of hatafadah? So the Rash brings a raya from here, that a kotel who is nimo before its time is not chayev in hatafadah. Because if he would be chayev in hatafadah, so then Shabbat is nitna lihidachot etzlo. Because you would have to be dofe Shabbos for hatafadah. To which, of course, this is all part of the question of what is the chiyev of hatafadah, which we've never been able to clarify. To which, of course, others respond, even if there was a chiyuv of hatafat dam, who said that it would be mechayev chilul Shabbat? That was the pshat in the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel we had, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKafar. So memela, you can't bring a raya from here that a katan was nimo before doesn't require bichlal hatafat dam. Okay, this has, there's so much Torah written on this. So could begin and never end. I mean, any young father who has to give his bris milah Torah, I mean, this is one of the favorite sugyas. So we start getting into it over here. But there's a lot of very, very fast and fancy footwork in this particular thing. I mean, you're talking about some really good dirty dancing.
Is there correct this quality of difference between somebody
who's
7 days
and
the mitzvah hasn't come yet, as opposed to somebody who already has the mitzvah, but it's not his mother?
None that I know of.
Huh? Why not? Why is there a difference in terms of Shabbos between there is already mitzvah?
Because we're not interested in that. We're talking about the real mitzvah here. Nobody ever suggested that the ultimate need to do a mitzvah is an excuse to be mechalal Shabbos. The Torah tier to the mitzvah is the reality of the child that does need the milah, not the fact that you thought that you needed to be mal this child. That's what comes out at the end of the sugya. That's the whole point. Katan nimo l'shmona l'tish'a l'asara u'le'achadasar u'le'shemasar lo pachot v'lo yoter. You can have cases where a brit milah is done on the 8th day from birth, the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, the 12th day, but never before and never after. Okay, Tzad. Let me explain this to you. Kidarko, in a normal case as a katan, is nimo l'shmona. But suppose he was nolad l'bein hashmashot, and this may indeed be only the 7th day, because we're not sure if he was born maybe a minute before the beginning of the next day. Therefore, we're not going to take a chance to be malhim on the 8th day, because maybe the 8th day is the 7th day. Therefore, we'll be malhim on the 9th day. But then the problem is, if that 9th day is Shabbat, because he was born Thursday night, then we've got a problem, because we're not going to be Mechal or Shabbos as a Suffolk. Maybe it's the 9th day, so we'll have to wait until the 10th day. But suppose the 10th day was Yontif, so then we'll have to wait until the 11th day. And suppose the 10th and the 11th were the 2 days Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, then we're going to have to wait until the 12th day. But that's the maximum that you can get. So Hot Ketzad, Kedarka Lishmona, Nola de Ben Hashmoshet Nimala Tisha, possibly, because in other words, we're looking at the possible outcome. As far as what was bothering you, Bein Hashmashot Shel Erev Shabbat Nimol La'asara, possibly, and Liyontav Acher Shabbos Nimol Achadasar Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah Nimol Shneimasar, and therefore you can, under normal circumstances, come out with a 8 to 12 day mila. Of course, this does not include, says the Mishnah, a katan hachole, a katan who is chole. There we're not talking about when the zman of the mila is. Then we're talking about when the possibility of the mila is. A completely different issue. Ein mo'alinoto ad sheyavri. You only give him a mila when he gets well. Now, obviously, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that where there is a sakana, that we're not mal the child. It's obvious we're not going to be dochi even the furthest suffix of sakanat nefashot to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's, of course, ridiculous. There is a new chiyuv here that the Mishnah is telling us, which ends up having immense changes lahalacha, and that is we do not want the child to be out of danger. We do not need to identify specific effects of mila on a child who is sick. The point is a sick child, whether it is considered to be dangerous to be malhim or not, does not get a brit until he is well. And well means beyond the effect of any illness. Somebody who has gone through a recuperation period, even if we haven't noticed any illness. You're going to say, I'm taking off a week to recuperate. So the boss is going to say, bring me a note from the doctor on the sixth day as to what the symptoms were that you still required recuperation from. The doctor will say, you're crazy. Recuperation isn't to deal with particular symptoms. Recuperation is to put the system back in normal order again so that there wouldn't be any remnants of some residual effect from choli. That's what Achi Avri means. In which case, when the child gets well, he still can't get a Brit Milah. And this is even when there was no specific counterindication to Milah in any way. So the illness, child has a fever, that's it. No Milah. The next day, no fever, no Milah. 5 days later, no fever, no Milah. He has to completely recuperate, as we'll see, 7 days recuperation, and then he can be Nimo. That's what Achi Yavri means.
And that's not considered Bismano.
It's not Bismano. No, that's why it's not included in the court. Nimo. But that's the din as far as being Doche the Milah. Now, some learn from here an interesting question. I mean, it's very Nogel, Maisa. How about Shnei Yamim Shel Yontav Sheni Shel Golu Yot? Why do we take Davka Yontav Sheni in terms of Rosh Hashanah? Because, I mean, this is such a common thing. Yontav comes out in Chutz Loretz after Shabbos. You have 2 days. So you would wait until Shem Yisrael. So some learn from here that indeed a Mila of this case, a Suffolk Mila, Bismano, would be Teich Yontav Sheni Shel Golu Yot. Others say, of course, how can you bring a raya from a Mishnah which is written in Eretz Yisrael where the only Yontav Sheni was Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah?
Except in Yerushalayim, maybe, right?
Whatever, but I'm saying we're certainly not going to bring a case of Yontav Sheni Shel Golu Yot. Maybe it'll be the same thing. But others, Taina, like very interesting Taina like this. Bishlema, if we have put off the Brit already from before, on Shabbos, we put it off. Once it's put off, it's not Doche. But how about if it wasn't put off already? How about if Yontav Sheni is the possible ninth day? So then what are we going to say? Miss the possibility of doing the Bris Bismano, which may be the ninth day, because today may really be the eighth day, since it was put Ben Hashmashot, because of Yontav Sheni Shel Goliot. So this is a big machlok. There are those who hold that a ninth day Mila is indeed Doche Yontav Sheni Shel Goliot.
Because you can have funerals in
Well, we don't. With Goyim.
On the funeral.
On the funeral? Well, you know, they say nowadays that all the funerals are besuffic. I mean, maybe the doctors, you know, decided he was dead beforehand. I mean, depends who you ask.
So why not on Shabbos for the ninth day?
This is a suffic.
But it's either the eighth or the ninth.
Life is short. But I can't be doctor if it's the ninth. Lo nitna Shabbos lidachot. But why the Rabbonin would be maimed divrayan? Can I get a chiyav mila?
So the suffix there would be suffix first day of Chutzlaretz Yontav Chutzlaretz, and the second day of Chutzlaretz there was still, you wouldn't do it on the second
it
day.
It sounds to me like you're confusing yourself again.
It doesn't take me that much. Okay, no, so
if you wouldn't mind going through the first part of the process, which is your own confusion, before confusing the rest of us, it would just save a lot of time. First, get it straight in your
mind.
Look, we're trying to do tshuva here to try to get through this stuff more rapidly as people who only have a half an hour commute. Omar Shmo, chalatzato chama, his fever disappears, notnim lo kol shiva lahavroto. Havra'a is not refuah, it's a different din. And he requires 7 days of havra'a from the time that he is medically over his illness. Iboyelo, inon mi'eid la'eid, when you say 7 days, you mean 7 24-hour periods? Or is it just a din in the day? Meaning it should be the eighth day after he got well. Tashma, the Tani Luda, yom havra'ato ki yom hivaldo, the day of the Havra'a is defined the same way from the day of birth, in the same way that from the day of birth you require 7 days until the eighth day, but it's not mi'etli eight. So too, that's what it seems to be saying. So too, from the day in which he is well, that's looked at as the day that he was born. So that means on the eighth day from that day, even if it isn't 24-hour periods necessarily, l'chora, so my love, my yom hivaldo, lo be'ino mi'etli eight, af yom havra'ato, lo be'ino mi'etli eight. Certainly appear that it would be the same as the birthday, and it's the eighth day, however many hours that means. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, he may just be saying a simon l'davar, that havra'a is looked at in the same way that the Torah looks at birth trauma. In other words, the Torah is saying, look, for 7 days, leave him alone. So too, there's a trauma of illness. For 7 days, leave him alone. But that's not necessarily saying it's precisely the same. I mean, it may be that over here we would have to be makbid on 8 la'eit. So it could be that adif yom havra'ato miyom hivaldo, dilo yom hivaldo lo ve'inan mi 8 la'eit, ve'ilo yom havra'ato ve'inan mi 8 la'eit. No. Eluhen tzitzin hameakvin et hamila. Now we talked before where someone was doing a brit. The case was that he was doing a brit on Shabbat. Lo silek et yado. His chozer even on tzitzin chenamak, etc. Right? We compared it to the din of the Korban Pesach when we said it's not the same because here you have a din of zekeli ve'anveu. We never explained what tzitzin hameakvin et hamila are. So now it's time to, now that we've done the makshire mila, we got to the mila, and now we're up to the tzitzin ha'ma'akvim et ha'mila, which leads us to the brachas on the mila, and so on, which will conclude our parak, for which Sabba Josh has been practicing now the whole week. Elohim tzitzin ha'ma'akvim et ha'mila, basar ha'chofe et rov ha'atara. The shear is to have a strand of skin, and we'll see even this is, even if this is only in terms of height, as opposed to width, but as long as most of the height of the atara is covered with a piece of skin, he is not considered to be nimol and cannot eat truma. What precisely the atara is a machloket rishonim. Rashi learns that the atara is the raised area of the glands from which the penis comes down now to a point, or to a head, in Rashi's terms. Hello? Others learn that the entire gland is included in the word atara. So according to Rashi, and the many who follow him, tzitzin ha'ma'akvin et ha'mila could be a tiny strand of skin, barely visible, that is high enough to simply cover the raised area of the penis, which is very, very small. So it would be easy to make a mistake and have tzitzin ha'ma'akvin et ha'mila. V'im haya ba'al basar, if this child is exceedingly fat, so that the penis seems to be covered with the fat of the shaft, so then mitakno mipnei marita ayin, we cut off a little bit of extra flesh around the atara to make it look as if he was nimo, because otherwise it's always going to look as if he's got a foreskin. Mal velo parata mila ki ilu lo mal. If you did mila and did not do priya, as we've explained earlier, there are two separate issues over here. One is an actual piece of skin, which is an extension of the shaft that sort of just hangs over the atara. And then you have an actual protective membrane that is attached around the glands. So you might have thought, Tosis asks, what's the point of saying this? I already said Basar HaChof is Rov HaTorah. But clearly the Mishnah wants you to recognize that the membrane of the Priya, the Or HaPriya, is also considered to be exactly the same as the Or of the Orla, even though it has a tendency to disappear in time, which we see in the Torah about the meal of Yishmael and Avraham, of Avraham versus Yishmael, right, that he was a Zarkain, so already was, he had no Or HaPriya for Avraham Avinu. So there's Kiyul Lomal.
Is it see-through?
Yeah. It can be. I mean, that was our case of Orla Kvusha. It can be see-through. Good timing. I mean, of course, it used to be that that meant that the male has to pay. My grandfather's Zatzal was the only male in Svat. Not because there weren't males by the dozens, but he's the only one who was the only one who could afford being a male, because you had to pay.
Yeah.
The Moyo had to pay for the mitzvah. And since it was very tough times, he was the only one who had enough money to be the Moyo. So things do change. So Malvalo Parah, just like the Mila refers to the Moyo, the Priya refers to the Moyo. So therefore, if the Moyo hasn't paid, it was Kiva Loma. That's exactly what it was. Omer Ravina, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Barav, Omer Rav. When we say Basar HaChofet, we mean Basar HaChofet Rov Govha Shal Atara. Means most of the height, not most of the circumference, and therefore even a tiny little bit of basar is easy to get in the way. V'im haya ba'al basar, if he is very rolling in fat, then we're mitakein. Or meshmo, katana misurbal bebasar. If you have a child who is exceedingly fat, the only way to check the requirement for a tikkun is ro'ino to kozman shemitkasher. First of all, you have to wait until his penis is erect, because otherwise you can't judge a near a mohol or eno near a mohol, because anybody could be eno near a mohol. So eno tzarich, if he's near a mohol with an erection, so then eno tzarich lamut. But im lav tzarich lamut. If even with an erection he does not look mol, note the word nira mol, in other words, clear cut nira mol, then at that point you'd have to be mal. Bibatni tatana, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, katana mesurbal bebasar, look at the difference between the way Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel puts it and the way Shmuel puts it. Both of them agree that you can only measure this with an erection, so it goes manshimit kasher, but instead of saying nira mol, it takes the other approach. If he's eino nira mol, tzarech lamula. If he does not appear to be nimol, if he looks like an oral, even with an erection, so then he requires mila. Mashenkin, what Shmuel said is that he has to look mol. My benayu, he can be nayu, nira the eino, nira. The question is on the clarity. According to Shmuel, he has to be nira mol. If I have some doubts looking at this child until I look carefully and see that, no, this is not really or from the orla, so then that's enough to require a tikkun. Masha Enkein, according to the Braita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, is saying, it has to be that he's clearly nearer like he isn't mole. That would be my reaction. So there I need to be mitakein. But if he's nearer than no nearer, and I'm going to have to be more careful about my determination, then you don't have to be mitakein. Mal v'lo para. So here we finally finishes the Mishnah, the last dinam of Mila, and we get to the brachas of the Mila at last. The question is whether lahachniso is mashma to come, which is what caused some people to reverse the seder of the brachas and to change the girsa to say the avi aben says lahachniso. And then the mila takes place, and the mal says, Alhamila. However, as Tosis brings the history of this whole thing, the Rabbeinu Tam made a campaign to put things back to the ways it was in the Gemara, and that it's meant to be the mal first. The bracha of the father, as we'll see, is a completely different concept, and we'll get to it in the city of Mila's Gerim in a moment. How dim sham omrim? Kishem shenichnas lebrit ken yikanes letorah lechupa ulemaasim tovim. And then besides that, there is a mevarech on the event. The mevarech says, Asher kidesh yedid bibeten v'chok b'sheirosam v'tzeetzav chatam ba'ot brit kodesh al ken b'schar zot kel chayich al ken utzureinu. And here, of course, we have the modern itlab to yod about whether to say tzavei la'atzo yedidu sherinu mishachas, as it appears in the various sidurim, or whether the correct gear says the yavit says it's tziva la'atzil she'ira, because this is not a brocha that is a tvila and bakosha al ha'atid. It's rather a definition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave to save anyone who had a brit milah from Gehenim, because he also says gamat v'dam britech, which was the mocker for that Rashi had brought before for the din of dam brit. Shilach the Asirayich. Asirayich means those who are caught in Gehenom. Mibor ein mayimbo, into the pit of Gehenom. So that means he was already mitzaveh. Tziva lahatzil, as a standing. And therefore there's no need to be bevakesh tzaveh lahatzil, unless you see it as a general tefillah. But that's, and that means it's not a reference to any particular thing. Rashi Gufer brings the posik here and the medrash about that anyone with a brit milah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Eimei, and Matzil, but Avram is, has a duty there, and he doesn't allow anyone into Ganon who has a brit milah. So very likely the Nesach is Tziva. In any event, Baruch Atah Hashem Yens Koreit HaBrit. Why? Because this is a Baruch HaRuch, since it seems to include other inyanim in it besides the specific Nekuda of the brit. Hamalata Gerim Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidashanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Hamila, like any other mayo. And then the Mevarech in this case says, Asher Kidashanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lamul Et HaGerim, which is strange, because where is there ever a mitzvah Lamul Et HaGerim? Do we have a chiyuv to be mal? What does this come from? The Rosh says a very interesting thing. The Rosh says this is a part of the mitzvah of Ahavat Gerim. But the Shaykh is not Jewish. What do you mean, Ahavat Gerim? So the fire is the Rosh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah as an Ahavat Gerim, it's clear that he is Oyev Gerim, as the Rambam says. So if he's Oyev Gerim, that means that it is his Ratzon that we be Machnis, someone who wants to be Nichnas Lebrit, in which case we're doing his Ratzon and bringing the Ger into Brit. The heter is a different issue. It's just, that's not a heter. It's learned out from Har Sinai and so on, Ma'atem, and so on and so forth. with all of these things, avodiris with all of these things. But the question is, there a mitzvah? You're telling me it's a mitzvah, l'mulat ha'gerim? Oh, question, why are we master dam brit dafka by gerim, not by them? So some say because it happened so often that a ger was already nimble surgically. Yeah? So therefore you have to be master dam brit. Others say a very interesting thing, that since when you're mal a ger, generally speaking, he's not a child, he's already older. So when you're mal a ger, he's worried. So you want to encourage him about the value of a little bit of blood. It's not the end of the world, and so on. So he's not going like this. As you mentioned, Hatif. I think the first Eretz is a little bit more.
That's right.
That's right. The old excuse. Yeah, it's interesting that there are those who say that Hatafat Damrit is no sheer to Hatafat Damrit. Hatafat Damrit, like the Chazanish says, means whatever would be called a Chabur on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that you literally need to have blood that came out of the body. That's even a Sritah, which the Dam is Nitzra V'yayimed. Chabura is a Chabura. However, the Minhag is, many bring that, many bring up Meisim, in which Bezdin insists on actually seeing some blood. Which is a whole shaila. Well, you need at the first dambris before the best. That might be mashman. That's actually at the first dambris before the best. Yeah.
Isn't it a question of two locations.
Yeah. Again, we spoke about this. You weren't here. We talked about the locations. The Chazanish claims it's just pure Chabalah and Baltosif to do more than Hatafa from the Atar. Baruch Ata Hashem Korei Tabrit Hamalat Avadim Omer Hashem Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Hamila. And this, of course, here we could say that there's a real chiyuv. Here there's no question. An eved is you lead by it to miknat kesef. That's a fair shapasek. On this, there's no question why we say asher kedushanu tzavet tzivanu. Hadron alach Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer, not of Mila, says, Tolin et hamashmeret. Well, of course, we have two Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, so we just want to make sure when somebody says, Beperek Rabbi Eliezer, which Perek Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. But just to make 100% sure that we won't get confused, we call this Perek Tolin. Okay. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tolin et hamashmeret biyom tov, venotnin letluya b'shabbat. There's a number of different issues that are involved here. First of all, remember the nafkamina between Shabbat and Yom Tov is that on Shabbat, things that are tzarech ochel nefesh are mutter to be done, even though they would be considered a malacha. On Yom Tov, I'm sorry. Not on Shabbat. Did I say something? It happens. So on Yom Tov, tzarech ochel nefesh is mutter, and on Shabbat, it's asur. What are the issues that are involved in this particular case of tolin et hamashmeret? Well, first of all, a mashmeret is basically a little piece of material that you would put over a barrel. So if you pour the wine through it, you're basically being misanin the wine, and it as it goes into the barrel. But it also, when it's a question of Beira, is this been doing Beira on Shabbos, on Yontif? There's also the question of, I don't believe, who is going to be Meir Einenu if you walk out early? There's also the question of the actual Tliyah of the Mashmeret is creating an Ohel, which is another problem. It's an Ohel Haroi, over the barrel. The other things that we need to take into consideration is the actual tli of the mashmeret is only a hechsher for ochel nefesh. It could have been done before yontif. Is a hechsher of ochel nefesh also a difference? Another thing that we have to consider is doing the sinun of the wine. Is that something that's necessary to do today? Could that have been done earlier? Is it the derech of borer? Is this not the derech of borer? All of these issues will be borered in this parak. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tolin et hamashmeret b'yom tov, you can even put down the mashmeret, which clearly could have been done before, but here is a hechsher ochel nefesh. The same way Rabbi Eliezer said l'gabei mila, you can do hechsher mila. So too by yom tov, you could do hechsherei ochel nefesh on yom tov. V'notnid l'tluya b'shabbat, and if you had been told of the mashmeret before Shabbat, so you don't have the problem of ohel arai, you can pour the wine through it on Shabbat. So clearly he holds it's not the derech of borer for some reason. Since you're making an ohel, which could have been done before yantav, it's not dovi yantav. Ve'in notnin letluya b'shabbat. Aval notnin letluya b'yom tov. It is mutter to be mesanin your wine on Yom Tov. Why would be that? I mean, if it could be done before, I thought things that aren't necessary wouldn't be docha. Even Yom Tov, we'll have to figure out what the sheet of the Rabbanan is. So we've raised the issues, and on Mitzray Shabbos we'll raise the ante. So what is the time? I found that 9 o'clock gave us a little bit too much time last weekend. You liked 9 o'clock.
It worked for me.
We'll do 8:30.
8:30 or 9
works for me. Quarter to 9. Quarter to 9 so that everyone can be happy. Are you going away for Shabbos? No.